council are engaging with the contractor. It's quite early stages, and we have to be very conscious that there's been no government approval of this as yet. But hopefully as that develops, and one of the things as I suppose, because I live in the parish, it's really important that we see also group homes being built with any social housing that has been agreed to be bought over or that is going to be built. Group homes are really important for a lot of families, not alone that it gives independent living, but it also takes pressure off the HSE and especially the hospital. So these homes are hugely, hugely important to our community. We're waiting to see now for a group home in Gador. But there is, look, it's encouraging news, and the houses in Dirribuca will hopefully now be starting, and I've been engaging most of the week with the council on this. The contractor hopefully will be on site in October at Tihi Pleadic Vihal Arch. There's talks also happening right around the Colt County, because for a long time we know that the government had chosen to look to the private market instead of building social housing and to meet the need that's out there. There's not a day that we're not working, us as councillors, that we're not working with people who are homeless. We're talking about individuals being homeless. We're talking about mothers and children being homeless, even to the point where we have grandparents who are unfortunately homeless. And that, let there be no doubt about it, this is only solely down to government policy that fails the working class and the community that I represent. But I'm encouraged, I have to say, that there is a programme now out there, that there's been quite a number of houses being built. We see now, hopefully shortly, more houses, 24 houses being built at Station and Kirch in Filcara. We're looking to get word of the houses out Ballanshapel, which has approval, but we're waiting now to see who will build these houses. So there are a lot of projects on the way now, and we have to bear in mind that only came about by pressure from the wider community to say to the Fianna Fáil, Fianna Gael government that their neoliberal, conservative, capitalist, pro-capitalist policy hasn't worked and we need social housing. And from that there, we as councillors were able to put pressure on the government to build the houses that we desperately need. Now, we're nowhere near it yet. We're at least, we've started that process, and we're facing in the right direction. But at the end of the day, it's really important that we build and build and build homes for the community that we're here to represent and that pays our wages.